today we are very, very fortunate to have His Grace Murari Valla Prabhu with us. So, Prabhuji, you can take over.
Hare Krishna. Okay, okay, Mata. Thank you so much. Please accept my humble obeisance. All Vaishnavis, Lotus Feet. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. Text, Lord instructs Srila Goswami, text number 203 onwards. Kevala aras shuddha prema aishwarya na jane aishwarya dekilo nija sammandha semane. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In the stage of Kevala, unalloyed devotion, a devotee does not consider the unlimited opulence of Krishna. Even though he experiences it, he takes seriously only his own relationship with Krishna. Purport. When a devotee reaches the stage of pure unalloyed devotion, especially in friendship with Krishna, he forgets the Lord opulences. Although he sees them and he considers himself equal to Krishna, there is no question of actually comparing oneself to Krishna. But because the devotee is so advanced in Krishna consciousness, he is able to behave with Krishna as he would with ordinary man. Text number 204. Traivachopanishadabdhicha sankhya yogescha sattvatya upagiyamana mahatmahyam harim samanya atatamajam. Translation. When Mother Yashoda saw all the universe within Krishna's mouth, she was astonished for the time being. The Lord is worshipped like Indra and other demigods by the followers of Trivedas who offer Him sacrifice. He is worshipped as impersonal Brahman by saintly person who understood His greatness through studying the Upanishads, as the Purana by great philosopher who analytically studied the universe, and all pervading super soul by great yogis, and the supreme personality of the Godhead by devotees. Nevertheless, Mother Yashoda considered Lord as her own son. Purport. The verse quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, those who are spiritually advanced forget Krishna's opulences by the mercy of Yoga Maya. For instance, Mother Yashoda considered Krishna is an ordinary child. Tammatvatmajam avyaktam matyalingam adokshajam Gopi Lukhale Damana Babanda Prakratam Yata. Translation. Although Krishna is beyond sense of perception and is unmanifested to human beings, He takes up the guise of human being with their material body. Thus Mother Yashoda thought Him to be a son, and she bound Lord Krishna with rope to a wooden mortar as if He was an ordinary child. Purport. The verse from Srimad Bhagavatam is reference to the Lord Krishna's exhibiting Himself like an ordinary child before Mother Yashoda. He was playing like a naughty boy, stealing butter and breaking butter pots. Mother Yashoda became disturbed and wanted to bind the Lord to a mortar instead used for pounding spices. In other words, she considered Supreme Personality of Godhead an ordinary child. Text number 206. Vaha Krishna Bhagavan Shradamanam Parajitam Vrishabam Badrasenastu Pralambo Rohini Sutam. When Krishna was defeated by Shridama, he had to carry him on his shoulder. Similarly, Badrasena carried Vrishabha and Pralamba carried Balaram, the son of Rohini. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, when all the coward boys were playing in the forest of Vrindavan, the demon Pralambasura appeared in order to kidnap Krishna and Balaram. The Asura appeared disguised in the form of coward boy, but Krishna could understand his trick. Krishna therefore divided all the coward boys into two parties. One party belonged to Balaram, another party belonged to Krishna himself. Ultimately, Krishna was defeated in this play, And according to the wager, the defeated party had to carry the victorious party on their shoulder. Krishna had to carry Sridhama on his shoulder. And Bhadrasena had to carry Vrishabha. And the demon Pralambasura had to carry Balaram. When Balaram mounted his shoulder, the demon ran away. Finally, the demon began to expand his body to a gigantic size. The Balaram understood and he intended to kill him. Balaram immediately struck the demon's head with his strong fist. And the demon fell down dead as if the snake whose head had been smashed. So, we will end up with 207 and 209. Sachamane tadatmanam varishtatam sarvayoshitam hitva gopi kamayana mama asau bhajate priyam tato gatva vanoddelam dripta kevalam abravit na paraye aham chalitum nayamam yatraste manam evam utka priyam eha aha skandam arohitam iti tattal chandro chantra dade krishna savadu avatapayate. My dear most Krishna, you are worshipping me and giving up company to all the gopis who wanted to enjoy themselves with you. Thinking like this, Radharani considered herself Krishna's most beloved gopi. She had become proud and left the Rasa Leela with Krishna. In the deep forest, she said, my dear Krishna, I cannot walk anymore. You can take me wherever you like. When Srimati Radharani petitioned Krishna in this way, Krishna said, just get up on my shoulder. As soon as Srimati Radharani began to do so, he disappeared. Srimati Radharani then began to grieve her request and Krishna's disappearance. Purport. Three verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. Pati sutavanvaya brati bandavan atvilangaya ni anti achutagata gati vidastayo dikita mohita kitva yoshitaya steje vannishi. Dear Krishna, we are gopis are neglected in order to our husband, son, family, brothers, friends and left their company to come to you. You know everything about our desire. We have come only because we are attracted to the supreme music of your flute, but you are a great cheater. For who else can give up the company of young girls like us in the dead night? The verse quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31-16 describe how the gopis went to the forest for Krishna's enjoyment in the dead night. The gopis approached Krishna to enjoy themselves with him, the rasa dance. Krishna knew this very well, but he was superficial trying to avoid them. He is therefore dressed by the gopis as Kitva, the great cheater, because he was first attracted to them to come and dance with him, but yet, when they actually came, neglecting the orders of their friends and relatives, he tried to avoid them by giving them so-called good instruction. These cunning instructions were too much for the gopis to tolerate. They therefore had to write to address Krishna as Kitva, the great cheater. They will all angers and they have come to be enjoyed. How can you avoid them? The gopis therefore expressed their great disappointment in this verse. They came voluntarily, but Krishna was so cunning that he wanted to avoid their company. The gopis' lamentation was certainly very appropriate, and this way Krishna tested their sincerity. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri guruve nama shri chaitanya manobhistam tapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yutakamalam shri guru vaishnavam cha shri rupam sagrachatam sagana Ragunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padanu Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam vitam cha namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatadeshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayite Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya ನಾಮಿನೆ ಗೌರತಿಸ ನಮ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನ ಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಕಲ್ಪತರುಪೇಕ್ಷ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾ ಪಾವನೆಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾದ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. One way, this topic is most exalted, and I am not very much qualified for to speak about this, you know, Radharani's and Gopis and Yashoda, everything, because Krishna, what he does, he mocks at them sometimes, he teases them, and he tests them, and he tame also them, and he will make them tired also, and but it is timeless and tearing apart. So these are the qualities of Krishna, can do anything, because Yashoda wants to give, you know, bring out the real love of Yashoda, and he becomes small and bound by the mortar and the rope. We know that rope runs in miles, and even then he didn't expand himself. So he never expanded whenever he is killing his asuras also. He is also a small boy. And the same 8 years boy here wants to have us dance with the gopis because he wants to give enjoyment. So the few devotees, many times it is explained here that they don't consider he is a supreme personality of the Godhead. Why? Because that mellow will be lost. If they serve him with even reverence, then the mellow is lost, that which Krishna doesn't love. Because there are millions and billions of people are serving Krishna with reverence. So that part he doesn't like. So he takes the, you know, his own potency, Yoga Maya, to do that. Whatever he wants, as a child he wants to cry, he will steal butter for the pleasure of gopis. He doesn't do anything because he's Atmarab, we know that. He can enjoy himself. He has got all the potency to enjoy himself. But he wants to, you know, control by the devotees. The whole world wants to control in this. Every leader wants to control his country. Every human being wants to control his family. Everyone, you know, in business, everything to become a controller. But they do not know that there is a real controller sitting above us. That is Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Krishna. So unless we understand there is a Supreme Personality Godhead, and he wants to have these mellows, different type of mellows, thousands of mellows he wants to enjoy in different way, he can arrange for that. But he is the real enjoyer. So we should know that we are not the controller, we are not the enjoyer, and we cannot become any way famous in this world, because unless he graces us. The grace comes from him and spiritual master and his authentic people who he has enabled us to get surrendered to them. So here example is given by Shridhama, who is carried by Krishna when he was defeated. Of course, it is a Krishna's plan only, and sometimes Krishna defeated by somebody, he refused to carry someone. Then what they will say, we will not play with you. They never consider that Krishna is Supreme Personality of the Godhead. They think that time they are equal. All are equal. So Krishna says, I can't carry anyone. So that time they said, no, you cannot play with us. Then Krishna is thinking again, if I lose these friends, where I can play? So he needs devotees, he needs friends, he needs servant, he needs gopis, everyone he needs, and other people also need him. There is no alternative for us. There is no other Krishna. Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is above him. So when we know if there is only one Krishna, one Supreme Personality, the Godhead, there is no use of going to anybody else, because that's a lesson we heard, we learned from our previous life, 8.4 million of lifetime. We have become, you know, our senses become master of us. We are serving them for so many years, but nothing we got. We got no leave, no casual leave, no sick leave, no annual leave, nothing, because they were using us. We become servant of death. But at least this life we are, because of the Ajata Sukriti and some devotees prayed for us and Krishna's mercy is flowing, so we can reach our destination sooner or later. So we should understand, we are not in that platform to come understand these gopis or Mother Yashoda. We can aspire, we can serve them to understand. It's two ways of understanding. One is actually you are taking part in the drama of a acting part, or we enjoy what they acted because it enhances our relationship with Krishna after hearing all these pastimes. That's the only motive of these pastimes. We cannot become Yashoda, we can't become gopis, we can't become, or some people can become gopis, but it's very difficult unless we come to that platform. So we can enjoy this indirectly, we can have, you know, this rasa, this mellows. So Krishna, friends are thinking, who is Krishna? They are like my friends. So they are enjoying playing, both the parties are enjoying. So Yashoda saw in the mouth of Krishna. So that time she was thinking whether I'm really seeing, I'm illusion or something. She was thinking, and actually she saw everything, whole universe in his, and she saw herself and Krishna also. This shows how Krishna can, in small mouth, he can show the whole universe in one glance. And when Virat Roop also, when he showed to Krishna, I mean, Duryodhana, Arjuna, and one more time, all the time it is, you know, not fully he's showing. Only Arjuna he showed full Virat Roop, where Arjuna afterwards was scared to see it because everyone going in his mouth. There are so many limbs, so many arms, so many mouths, so many ears, everything was there. So it was very frightening. That's why the devotees never want to see Virat Roop. They want to see Shyam Sundar in two form, two-handed form, which is much more beautiful than anything in the world. So here we can see how Yashoda was seeing. So here explained that impersonal Brahmin by saintly person understood his greatness through studying Upanishad. The Purana, great philosopher, analytical. Now, analytic things, they say that when you have got a cake in your hand or a car we are driving, don't analyze it, because analyzing it will take much more time. Just ride it, just eat that cake. Then you enjoy it. Just analyzing what will happen, it takes much more time. Everything you have to analyze. Why the air is there in the atmosphere? Why ether? Why giving earth is giving so much? One way we have to grateful, that's different. Gratefulness is different from analytic. Analytic philosophy is, real analytic philosophy is told by Kapila Dev to his mother Devavati. But other analytic of also another pseudo Kapila also doing, for what sake? He wants to analyze, not to understand Krishna. He wants to analyze what is there. There is nothing, because when a person thinks that he is decorating his body nicely and everyone is watching him, everyone appreciating. But he should understand nobody is appreciating, nobody is watching. Only super soul is watching. That's the only thing. And super soul is thinking the dead body is so much, you know, decorated for what, without understanding who is Krishna. There's no use. Here, Krishna wants to come to, you know, this Vrindavan and have some pleasure of being a child, as being a friend, as being a husband, as a paramour. Everything he wants to have, this enjoyment here. He is the only enjoyer, we know that. We are enjoyed. So here, gopis also thinking, when he called and he was, you know, playing the flute, they were thinking, we have to give pleasure to Krishna. So they came without informing one another. Secretly they came in that mid of the night and to have association with Krishna. And Krishna, what he does, he started teasing. In previous chapter also we have seen how Krishna can tease Rukmini, who is a prime, you know, wife. One of the married wife, he kidnapped him and he was teasing, telling that I am not fit for you, because I, in front of all these heroes were gathering to have your hands, I am the least one, I didn't have much, you know, palace. I ran away from the battlefield. I was built a palace in the sea thinking nobody will come to me. I'm scared of so many people. What opulence I got. I cheat people sometimes. So he was telling himself to tease Rukmini. But what happened, Rukmini? Krishna never expected Rukmini will become faint hearing that. Of course, she answered most of the things afterwards, why is Krishna is great, why she is like a lamb, you know, to be given to lion like Krishna, not jackals like other people. So she was explaining nicely, but Krishna never thought. So in the devotion service, we should surprise Krishna by surrendering more, by sacrificing more, by associating with and serving the acharyas, Guru Maharaj, and like people. When we surprise these people with our devotion and love, the much more benefit we'll get. Here, gopis are, you know, telling Krishna, you are a cheater. So, actually, Krishna that time is a cheater only. Why? He said in Bhagavad Gita also, among the cheater, I am the highest cheater. So nobody can cheat better than Krishna, that we understand. Nobody can love better than Krishna. Nobody can, you know, give mercy better than Krishna. He is the best. There is no doubt about it. Because that's why we always say, Purnam Purnamida Purnamasi Purnamida Shishya. So when we say he is complete, so in cheating also he is complete. In beauty also he is complete. So his glance also complete. Nobody can give such a glance which can attract whole world. When he, you know, when he sing in the flute also, his whole world is attracted. They can, the river can flow reverse way, and all the people are stunned and, you know, motionless. Such a sweetness of his flute. So this flute, when he singing, it was only for the gopis, not for the other people. So the gopis, no, heard that, and they ran in the middle of the night, not bothering about their husband, I mean children or anything, any social. They left everything and they ran to give satisfaction to Krishna. Their motive is to only satisfy Krishna. We know that when Krishna had headache, only gopis came forward to give their dust. Nobody was ready to give the dust because they are not in that platform. That is why when Rukmini and other people are thinking, why Krishna in the dream also calling gopis? We are sitting, we are sleeping beside him, but he never tells our name once also. In the night, Krishna weeps the separation of gopis. That is the highest love of gopis, who gave them everything, you know, leaving ever chastity, everything, opulence, everything, and they ran just to satisfy him. But here Krishna wants to test them. He wants to tease them. How he wants to know their sincerity. Everything he wants to do, because that's the way in our devotion service also. It is not that easily. You know, Rome is not built in one day. We should know that. We have to have, you know, very sacrifice mode and service mode and everything for the benefit of Krishna and his dear most devotees. That sacrifice will always gives us much more mileage than attachment to our own selfish motto. Because these people are unselfish and there is no ulterior motto running away from the house, not to meet in the, like a paramour in this world. That is a perverted reflection of the real love. So Krishna reciprocates later very nicely with them, and he gives them, you know, he makes that day of rasa dance to one day of Brahma. So he is very merciful. But even then, the gopis were never satisfied. They are thinking it's hardly 1 or 2 minutes. Just imagine, 4 billion, 30 million years are supposed to be 1 or 2 minutes or 1 hour. That's their height of, you know, transformation. Their platform is so, so great. We can't imagine. When we fast for Ekadashi or Nirjala, we are thinking when it comes, 24 hours were, you know, bigger for us, we are thinking. But this, when they waited 114 years for Krishna, when Krishna left, of course he never left from their heart, but he left physically one way, so they were waiting for him patiently. They actually telling Uddhava, we want to get Vishnu out of our heart, but it's not possible for them because that much intense love Krishna has given them all these 8 to 10, 11 years in rasa dance and other things, ocean. So that love cannot be forgotten. A child should not forget how much love his mother has given him. So he should be grateful. So we have to be grateful to our spiritual master, all the Vaishnavas, Acharyas. And in that way, we can, with grateful heart, when we do the service, then there is advancement in spiritual life. Otherwise, we change according to, sometimes we hear, one of the Brahmachari was hearing a class of one of the exalted people. That time he said, this chanting Kevalam, he was repeating twice, and he thought, my service is there. He was allotted some service in the temple, but he thought, now this speaker said, only chanting is takes you back to Godhead. So he started chanting more than 64 rounds. He was not giving his service. So people asked him what you are doing. And next week, and one more speaker came. He said, you have to preach. You have to go book distribution where you can please Prabhupada. So he left that also. He came back to 16 rounds and he started doing distribution and so many things. And he's neglecting his duties. So we should know that when some superior gives us a service in the temple or anywhere, we have to do that is first. That is first of all, that comes from Krishna only. That service is more important than that. But they say that if you've got extra time, then you can do all your other interests like, making harmony or playing harmony or flute, any instruments for the sake of Lord. But it's only after you do your duty first. So that duty is more important. So one of the time Prabhupada was giving class and there were not many people. He asked where the people have gone. They said they went to distribution, they came late, everything. Prabhupada said everything should go hand in hand. It cannot be, one thing should not be neglected. Only book distribution is not important. Attending Bhagavatam class, everything. So he instructed them, everything should go. You cannot, think for one sake, you cannot leave that. That means we are neglecting our duties. Everything should go. And we have got extra time. Definitely we have to do deal with our interest, whatever extra interest, but not leaving the whatever given to us. So here, Krishna is telling gopis, you go back. Materially, yes, they have done a wrong thing by coming out of the thing. But internally, Krishna is pleased with them. So externally he may be, he may chastise, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also many times was chastising some of the devotees externally. But internally he was Pratap Rudra also. When he was making such arrangement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell on his arm, and externally he was shouting, what a sinful I fell on, such a materialistic person. This is bad for me. But internally he was happy. After some time he gave the audience to the same Maharaj, Pratap Rudra. How this internal and external feeling of people, because externally he is a sannyasi and he doesn't want to deviate from his sannyasiship. And another time also, when he was associating with small boy of a widow, that time also somebody chastised him. So he came to know that it's not good. He left them. So another time he was running, Gita Govind, somebody was singing, and Govinda has to run behind him to catch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was so much engrossed, he lost who is singing. He wants to embrace. She was a lady. So Govinda and, caught hold of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your ladies are singing, Mataji singing. So he came and he told Govinda, you saved my life. So it shows external and internal are sometimes, changes. One of the time, Narottam Das was, in Samadhi. And he was relishing his, with the superior, Radharani, other things. So other people are, telling what type of guru you got. He left his body without, any telling his. And then his disciple, Ganganara, and other people called him back. Please come, please come. So he came back. to his body and external consciousness. Prabhupada also one or two times went into, you know, that ecstatic mood, and he was chanting Krishna, Krishna, instead of Radha Madhava. So he was in that mood, and Brahmanand Prabhu was sitting in front of them. And he also started, he can, you know, Prabhupada can give that experience to Brahmanand also. Everyone is surprised to see the mood of Krishna. And when we go out after the, he went out from there, he said, you know what happened? If you know that, why I was in ecstasy, you will faint. Prabhupada never revealed it. Some of the things, they don't reveal it because it is, we are not in that position to understand what is the real, you know, mellows of Krishna and our Srila Prabhupada. So whenever we see Srila Prabhupada, when we pay obeisance, we should know how great they are, these acharyas, how they are great. They are telling, you know, manas deha geha jo kichu mora apilu tuya pade nanda kisho. Ita janme hoyo yata tuma dasa bahir muke brahma janma nai asha manas deha geha jo kichu mora apilu tuya pade nanda kisho. So this gopi is, you know, they gave everything, everything whatever they got. They are not, you know, left anything with them. So everything. One of the days, of course, we told this past time before also, one of the days in Rajasthan where our Srinath Jitati is there, one of the thief was saw everything. He was watching for 7 days. And he thought it's the right time because they have got costly ornaments in the night. So he hid himself in the behind the door. The pujari could not see him. So when the pujari closed from the outside, he was, you know, climbing. He was only climbing the door and hiding himself. And he went inside thinking I can have. But when he went inside, there were no ornaments. Pujari already locked every ornaments. And then he saw there was a silver, you know, dome-like thing. So he wanted to have that. When he climbed over the deity, we know that same thing happened in Jagannath Puri. One old woman was climbing on, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder, and she was watching. And Govinda, the servant, chastised her. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Govinda. He's telling that, what a inhuman you are. You are chastising. If I had such devotion, such a faith, such sincerity to Sri Jagannath, I would have been a better person. She has got so much eager to see Jagannath. So she climbed. What is wrong? That is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chastising Govinda. So here also this thief wanted to steal the dome. Something about Srinathji, Lord Srinath. So he was thinking, I can take that. It's made up of silver at least. When it was time, Srinathji said, laughed himself. Everyone is offering me fruits. Everyone offering everything, but you offered yourself. You are a great devotee, something like that. So he was ashamed. So Krishna wanted to tease, wanted to test. We want to see the sincerity of us. Here, gopis are very, very sincere. They surrendered themselves, everything, whatever they got, their chastity. It is not easy for anyone else to follow their footsteps. But we can follow their footsteps in one way, that whatever we have got, we have to offer to Krishna first. Then, if Krishna allows us to have something, we can eat. We all know that spiritual spark or spiritual energy is much more than material energy. There are people who can, you know, stay alive 10, 15 years or 20 years without eating anything. That is the potential of spiritual spark. And we know that. Raghunath Das Goswami, and when he used to drink only a handful of buttermilk once in 2 days, and he was to obeying 3,000 obeisances to many people and his deity and other people. See, so the spiritual strength, yes, it is in that doesn't resemble what, you know, materially you need calories through energy, everything. But many spiritual energy is much, much more than that. People were fasting many days with understanding Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Some of the people like Madhavendra Prabhu, he never wished to go for, you know, any in begging. The Krishna provides him. Somebody comes and gives him milk. Somebody comes in that village. Somebody. So he was completely dependent on Krishna. Krishna never, you know, leaves that devotee. Krishna provides everything. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, whatever they've got, I'll keep. Whatever they don't have, I provide. So he personally comes. That's the beauty of Krishna many times. Some of the times, you know, it was tested that people are teasing, why Krishna has come? He has to have got its potency. Now, of course, we know that story when Akbar, you know, asking Birbal, why your God has to come personally? So Birbal taught him a lesson by going in the boat, two boats. He asked the servant to drop his child, and Akbar jumped and, you know, took the child himself. Then Birbal teased him, there are so many soldiers are waiting, they would have saved your son, why you have to go? Then Akbar said, I have to go, it's my son. That's why he was explaining. Birbal was explaining like that, Krishna has to come, we are all children, he want to save, we want to give much pleasure to, you know, whatever devotees wants, he comes personally in many ways, many incarnations, many avatars, that gives maximum pleasure to devotees. He doesn't mind. He's calling him, you know, Ranchova or anything, Kirchova or Buttercho. It hardly matters for him. Because ultimate aim of day is soul to devotees. He wants to be controlled by his devotees. Not he also controls many times, many other people. But devotees, he wants them to control. Like that, Yashoda wants him to control. He likes it. And this Sudama, everything, wants to control him, carrying, you know, Krishna carries them. So here again, Pralambasur's, how Pralambasur in the disguise of Ka and comes, I mean, Gopa, he comes and he has been killed by Balaram. He is unnecessarily testing the strength of Krishna and Balaram because he knows that his sister and many people have already killed. He should understand. This is just like Bail Mujhe Maar, because we are just going in front of the, you know, bull, come and hit me. That's the foolishness of these asuras. They knowingly, understandingly, their superior strength, even then they want to be, come and kill, you know, want to try to kill Krishna or Balaram, not knowing that it is not possible any time, anywhere. So they are Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So Pralambasur, the mistake like other asuras, he been killed easily by Balaram just giving a punch on his head and broke down many pieces. So when we understand we are not the controller, we are not the enjoyer, we are not to be, you know, taken credit for anything we get, promotion, demotion, anything, it is Krishna's mercy. Wherever he wants, he can keep us. That's why we say that in when we chant the Shishtashtakam, Tranarapi Sunichena, that is one thing. Another thing, you may neglect me, you may, you know, crush me, but even then, you are my the spiritual Lord. You are the only Lord I can serve you always. Whether you treat me like a, you know, any thing. That's why again and again it is said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I don't want to become Brahma. I don't want to become, I can easily become a dog in the devotee's house. I can become a small creature in the devotee's house. Why? Because the remnants of the devotee is more important. Where I can hear the pastime of the Lord. That's why when Bharat become a deer, he could go to, remember his previous life, he could go to hear from the most of the rishis because he has got that good karma in that. So whenever we have got good karma, when we give good karma to our children, everything, the day is not far away to become a Krishna conscious, you know, child. That is right. That is a way we have to bring our children in our house, and we try to bring neighbors also in the vicinity of Krishna, so that their karma also mitigated and they also become Krishna consciousness. Here, most of the example, most of the pastime we see everything is because Krishna wants us to come near that. He has got many, many nectarian things, many nectar. It's an ocean of nectar. If you see that, he wants to give us, you know, so much love, Krishna praying to us. But we are, you know, misers. We don't have proper vessel, proper character, proper behavior, proper, you know, service, proper surrendering. That's why we cannot taste all these things. I'm talking about myself. Some of you must be already tasting the name of holy name and relishing it. I'm still in not that stage. I'm still in anartha nivritti. So when Abbas comes, then yes, something can be done, something can be released. That's why Krishna guides us. There is something more I want to give. I want to give you something more. You come near me, serve me. No. Every time he says in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, why Krishna is compelling us, why Krishna is attracting us so much, so that we can relish what are the acharyas, what the gopis are relishing it for some extent, if not the fully. So when he was in Venkat Bhatta's place also, he was telling how Lakshmi is, you know, cannot enter because she doesn't want to leave her opulences. And she doesn't know that you have to be. When there is a Golok Express comes to take us, we can't take any baggage. That is, without baggage we have to go. Now in airlines, recently airlines, one of the airlines caught one gentleman who was wearing so many clothes. He want to avoid the luggage. He doesn't want to pay luggage. So he was wearing underwear, all these things, extra pants, extra night dress, extra things, everything. And they caught him because they kept seeing he's wearing so much. They take an objection. Because everyone started doing that, avoiding luggage, the airlines will lose his, you know, revenue. So people are, you know, having some thought how to avoid. One of these things where we have to be careful, they say, in Wi-Fi using. Wi-Fi should have a good password, strong password. What happened? They come with a van or something like that. They will hack that Wi-Fi and they use that Wi-Fi and take some money to other people. That Wi-Fi used up ours and the police will come, cops will come and arrest us because they used our Wi-Fi. So we should be careful in the material world. We should be not let anyone use our things which can be used in different way. But Krishna, spiritually, it is not like that. Everything is benefited. Here, materially, everything is taken off, taken away. But in spiritually, everything is given. Extra things are given. Extra devotion is given. Extra prema is given. Love is given more and more. That is spiritual advantage. We should understand that it is not whichever failure process, it is always success process, which is guaranteed success in going back to Godhead or getting a better life in the next life. So here, we are understanding this Radharani, understanding this Yashoda, understanding Gopis, understanding Sridham, friends, all these rasas are very, very enjoyable. We have to go deep in that every time we understand whenever we get such, you know, pastime of the Lord. Otherwise, we are thinking that this is ordinary pastime. We think that mundane dance like Krishna did. No, it is something other than that. When Tribhuvannath, so he was a disciple of Prabhupada, he came through, first time he was telling Prabhupada's smile was oceanic. So when he compares Prabhupada's smile as oceanic, then Krishna's smile is much bigger than that. When he glances, every world is enchanted. So he was beaming. I was supposed to put garland on him, but I froze. I thought this person is not from this dimension. I was only for 18, but I could tell that he was not from this world. So this devotee can understand Prabhupada is not from the world. Prabhupada usually say, my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, is not from this world. He's from Golok Vrindavan. He usually says. So here, other devotees are telling about Prabhupada, he's not from this world. Of course, it's not possible he is from this world. was Krishna forced him to come, and Krishna said, I will back up. And Krishna already backed up with his acharas, everything. He has empowered him. That's why Krishna, Prabhupada always say, this is my ecstasy. My books are my ecstasy and is written by Krishna, not me. Try not to change it. So we have to be careful when we preach. We should not put our own, you know, spices in that and, you know, exaggerate anything. But whatever written in the scriptures is much more important for us to tell. So he was telling, Tribhuvanath is telling, how he wanted to put a garland is in the reception. Because everyone was started crying, seeing Prabhupada. See, that is the reciprocation. He's so pure that people, just seeing them started, tears are flowing from his eyes. So when Prabhupada also, when they see these nice devotees, he was also used to cry in ecstasy. So this is the reciprocation. And everyone was, you know, falling like a stick on the ground to give respect to Prabhupada. Our mood also should be like that. Whenever we see our spiritual master, whenever we see exalted devotees, or any devotees, we should have a tendency to fall flat and give obeisance to him, whatever him or her. That is, we should understand, following the footsteps of these people. It's very important to understand whenever we read Bhagavad Gita and other books. This is only to purify us. We have to get closer and closer by purification. There is no other way. Though Krishna says, Name vidu suragana prabhavam nama shaya aham adir e devanam mashinam sa sarvasha. Neither the host of demigods nor the great tejas know me, my origin or opulences. For in every respect I am source of the demigod and sages. So here, again he says, Yomam ajam anadim cha viti loka maheshwaram asambudasa vrityeshu sarva paphe primachute. He knows me as unborn, as the beginningless, as the Supreme Lord in all three worlds. He only undiluted among men and is freed from all sins. So our position is like this, not like gopis and Yashodamaya. We should think that Jarma Karma Chadivyam, we know that, he's unborn and he's giving so much pleasure to this mortal world, coming here personally. Only 5,000 years back he came. Again, he came at 500 years to give the ultimate pleasure of this spiritual world, where we should be more attracted to go back. Our lavlyam, that eagerness to go back to Godhead, should increase day by day. We should not stay here in this dirty world, because there is nothing to enjoy in this world. There is more happiness, more enjoyment. Everything is there in the spiritual world. So our aim should be making litva. Prabhupada always used to say, this is emergency. This is emergency, because we are already, you know, past 8.4 million uselessly. So this is the emergency. Prabhupada has come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, Krishna has come 5,000 years back, Acharya has come. So they are telling us this is emergency. We should follow very, very sincerely, very, very eagerly. This volume to go to back, greediness to go back to Godhead, makes us easily to go back to Godhead. So I'll stop here. Any correction is there, let me know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Thank you so much for a wonderful class. Oh, very, very interesting. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Anyone else has any comments or questions for Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. We have to follow some of the filter, three-filter formula. Is it polluting atmosphere? Is it pleasing all? is it beneficial to me and all? So this should be our motive in listening and giving class. But I am not that type. I am very selfish. So I only get benefit most of the time.
No problem. Not at all, Prabhu. Very, very beneficial to everyone.
Thank you. Because you people are very pure-hearted. That's why you can take anything I speak in a positive way.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. If no one else has any questions or comments, we can end the class. Thank you all so much for participating. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you so much for patience listening, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you again.
Thank you,
Hare
Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Vancha Kalpataru Vesti. Yes.
Patitanam Pavani Bhivishna Pindamonam.
Ananta Koti Vaishnavarandu Ki Jai Shrila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitam Ratha Ki Jai His Grace Murari Vallabha Prabhu
All Vaishnavi Vaishnava Ki Li Jai Hare Krishna
Thank you very much